This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is Cody Decker from Swings and Misses, the Radio.com Sports Original, here to talk to you about Hims. Now, baseball has done a hell of a job ruining my hairline over the years, and quite frankly, my wife can't stand it. Well, thank God I just started taking Hims. Go to 4hims.com. 4hims.com is your one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Now, hair loss gets to be a decision rather than an absolute fate. Hims connects you to real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. No, this is real medication from doctors backed by science. Use promo code SWING and my listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/swing. That's 4hims, spelled forhims.com/swing.
We were talking to end the last segment about some of these games. We're getting Will Brinson ready in just a second here for our buddy from CBSSports.com, CBS Sports HQ, the Pick 6 podcast. What are you gave us kind of like your lock plays, Joe. What are some of the satellite plays that you're looking at here that might make your final card this weekend in the Circa contest?
The Carolina Panthers, that is definitely a possibility. I'm a pass on Bills Jets, pass on Redskins Eagles, pass on Ravens Dolphins, Titans might. I feel like I need to see Cleveland, part of me. That's a possibility. I don't know if you're still on Cincinnati. I'm not going to be able to pull the trigger there.
I don't think I'm going to be able to convince my buddy to take the Bengals, although I probably will end up betting on them. Let's find out if Will Brinson's going to bet on them. He's live on the line right now. Our buddy Will Brinson from CBSSports.com, the star of CBS Sports HQ's NFL analysis. Don't tell Pete Prisco I said that. And the host of the critically acclaimed Pick 6 podcast, which I believe has put out somewhere in the range of 97 to 102 episodes this week with all the NFL news. Will, what's up, man? It's your buddies Nick Costos and Joe Ostrowski. Let's start here, man. You released your playoff predictions, your Super Bowl pick. Tell the audience what your Super Bowl pick is and why you went in that direction.
First of all, what's up, guys? You look great. Look incredibly handsome. Dashing, even.
You don't. Actually, no, you kind of do, actually. I kind of actually like the 5 o'clock shadow you got going on.
Yeah, I had to do HQ like first thing this morning, and shaving was out of the question. And then, you know, once that happens, it's out the door. But I caught a lot of flack on, and Joe probably won't like it as a Bears fan, but I caught a bunch of flack for my Super Bowl pick, Vikings over Steelers. I'm all in on the Vikings this year. Give me everything the Purple People Eaters got. I want all of the Vikings. I want every bit of it. I took some Kirk Cousins for MVP. I don't want to hear a word about it. I took some Dalvin Cook to lead the league in rushing. And I even picked, this is a straight up homer pick, as you can see in the background. I even picked, and I couldn't bet on it because you can't find the odds for this because it's never happened in the history of football. I picked Garrett Bradbury, an offensive lineman. Offensive rookie of the year. Yes.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Wait. So Nick is the one going off about the Carolina Panthers all offseason, and then you're staying far away. Vikings are your rep out of the NFC.
Well, I have them beating the Panthers in the NFC Championship game. I have I took the Panthers at 60 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. like a while ago, because you know, back when it looked like Cam was going to be fine to be back from his shoulder surgery. I think they're going to be great. I think they're going to win the division. I think they'll challenge for, you know, one of the top seeds in the NFC. I just love what the Vikings did. And here's why I like it. When you look at what, like, I know all the Homer stuff with Garrett Bradbury, and I'm kind of playing it up, but they go out and get Gary Kubiak, right? And Gary Kubiak is one of the masters at running a zone-blocking scheme rushing attack. And what that does is it minimizes what you need in terms of the personnel on your offensive line, right? You no longer have to have these big bodies you can shove guys out of the way. But they draft Garrett Bradbury, who ran 95% plus of his snaps in run formations last year were in the zone blocking scheme that NC State ran. He comes in, he shifts Pat Elflein to guard. So that boosts your offensive line right there. Dalvin Cook, that's all he ran at Florida State was zone blocking stuff. He's going to be great in this. You saw it in that 83-yard touchdown run against Arizona, and I bet it before that happened, so I don't want to hear any crap about that. And you go back and watch that. Go back and watch that touchdown run, by the way. And as Cousins has the ball in Cook's belly, Bradbury's already at the second level, and he's putting a linebacker in an absolute body bag and burying him into the ground. He's going to be doing that all year. It's going to open up holes for Cook. And then the other thing with Cousins is, you're talking about a guy who was drafted by Mike Shanahan, played for the Redskins in a zone blocking scheme. Like, Mike Shanahan is Gary Kubiak's mentor. So now you have the guy that Cousins came up under, his mentee is the new offensive czar there. I think this offense is about to explode in Minnesota. They're going to have Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph, and Irv Smith flooding the field on these bootleg rollouts. Cousins will have easy to find reads. He'll make those accurately. He'll have a big season. And we know that defense is going to be good. I think the Bears are due to regress. I think the Packers are probably a fraud, and the Lions are a little scary because nobody's sleeping on them. I just think the Vikings are the best team in that division.
You know, I agree with that. I like the Vikings to win the division. Joe is leaning that way as well. Vikings to win the division. A little skull action here on You Better You Bet on a Thursday night. We're going to get to Packers Bears in a second, bud, and get your take on the game. But, like, we got to stick with the Vikings theme here. I loved all offseason Vikings against the Falcons, -4, whatever, -3.5. I still like the Vikings. There are a lot of games on the board that I like more than the Vikings, though. So it's not one of my favorites here. You looking to lay the points on Sunday, Minnesota and Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm not doing the super contest this year long. So, by the way, can I drink on this show? Is that legal? Am I allowed to drink?
I'm drinking a White Claw right now. Yeah.
Oh, I got a old Tuffy here. Check that out. Yeah, look at that. Yeah.
Are they paying you? Is Tuffy paying you? Because if they're not, like, you're doing something wrong. Because all you do is pimp this shit.
Well, hey, it's you can cuss too. Cool.
You can curse. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I listen to y'all show all the time. I just didn't know you could curse. They're paying me. A, it's delicious because it's beer. B, they're paying me in beer. So I'm fine with getting paid in beer. Like, I drink a lot of beer. Yeah. I need free beer. So I'm getting paid. I'm not getting paid in beer, but I do get some free complimentary beer. I'm not doing the super contest, but we did the podcast with RJ White and Pete Prisco, and we did our best bets. It's already recorded. It'll be up tomorrow morning for anybody that wants to listen to it. We'll have a recap of tonight's show and then our best bets. And just looking at mine, I'm trying to pick five each week because I want to see it. I know I'll finish in the money of the super contest if I'm not actually in it. Like, and I pick five a week. And the Vikings are the only favorite I'm taking. They have a huge home field advantage. The Falcons, by the way, the Falcons are a pretty good overpick too. I like them this year because they don't play outdoors till November 17th when they play at Carolina. But I just think that's a tough environment to play in. That defense is going to be ready to go. I'm a little worried about the Falcons offensive line, at least against this Vikings defensive line. And I think they'll score their points, but I like Minnesota to ice this out and to cover the 4 points. So yes, if I was putting, it's one of my five best bets for the week.
Like it.
Will, I know last year you were all over the Ravens to win the division. You nailed that. Give me your favorite division pick that has some value. I mean, Minnesota 2-1. Is there something out there better than that?
Yeah. Can I give two of them? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. Well, I mean, my best, the best bet, I think it's been all off season long, and I've been on it for months. Is the Steelers to win the AFC North, excuse me. Depending on what you found, it's either like +130 or +180. I got it at +180 and hammered it because you are able to take a team in Pittsburgh that has traditionally been a public favorite that everybody loves betting on. They're always the favorite to win the division. And they're dogs to the Browns, who have won 8 games in 3 years and have a dog shit offensive line. They have, Baker Mayfield, who I love, but is a second-year quarterback. There's plenty of tape on him. He's not coming in the middle of the season. Freddie Kitchens is a first-year head coach. You're talking about a team that has a great defensive line, but I'm not convinced the secondary is going to hold up throughout the season. And I really think that offensive line is going to be a major issue. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, has a great offensive line, has a Hall of Fame quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger, who's my choice to win MVP. I'm selecting him with our picks. Juju Smith-Schuster, who is not burning his feet in cryotherapy chambers and managing to cost himself $30 million by being a crazy
face. Is he
going
to fight Kevin Colbert, though, Will? Will Juju Smith-Schuster be fighting Kevin Colbert?
He might. Juju, by the way, is like 23. Like, I took Juju in the first round of every fantasy draft. I think he's going to – he might go for 2,000 yards. Like, well, who's going to take the Antonio Brown targets? It's either him, Vance McDonald, or my boy Jalen Samuels. I think those guys are great red zone weapons. Ben's going to throw a bunch of the red zone. And I think the Steelers defense adding Devin Bush as a guy who can come in and be that – he's not going to be Ryan Shazier because nobody is. But he's sideline to sideline, man, and he's going to soak up a bunch of these tackles. I think Devin Bush has a huge year. I think the Steelers win that division, not handily, but I think they take it – Plus 180, silly. The other one I really like is the Seahawks at plus 225 or maybe close to 300. I'm not sure what it is right now. I took it at plus 250, I think. But Seattle, to me, now that, you know, a little worried after they lost, you know, LJ Collier got hurt. They traded Frank Clark, all of that. But getting Clowney back, I mean, come on. For a third-round pick, Clowney's going to be able to, for the first time in his career as a professional, operate in his preferred defensive alignment, the 4-3. He's going to line up on the edge. He's not going to have to worry about dropping back into pass coverage. He's just going to uncork in a contract year. Remember the last time he had a contract year? He had 13 sacks in 12 games, including 4.5 sacks against an 11-2 Clemson team, and then he blew a man's head apart in the bowl game on the Capital One, whatever it was, New Year's Day against Michigan.
The Tuffy Beer Bowl against Michigan.
The new Belgium Tuffy Beer Bowl against Michigan. I mean, we all saw that play a billion times. That was his last contract year. And then once he knew he was going to be the number one pick or a top five pick, he kind of mailed in his final season. I don't blame him because he wouldn't get paid. I think Clowney's about to have a big time year. Russell Wilson has never won less than 9 games. The Rams look prime for regression because they're replacing their offensive line. Jared Goff was bad down the stretch. Todd Gurley has worse knees than my 70-year-old father. And you have I'm not buying the Cardinals, and I think the 49ers are probably going to be a little bit better, but not quite as good as the hype would have you believe.
How good did it feel to drop that S-bomb and say horse shit or dog shit or whatever you said just now?
Pretty good. But, I get to edit my own podcast, so I can be like, I can swear and then bleep it out later. But it always scares people because they're like, whoa, you can't do that. I almost like the bleep better than the actual swear, to be honest.
No, it's more fuck shit ass. It's going to go through. It's great. That's what's great to hear about radio.com. I got the Steelers, by the way, plus 175 to win the North. I'm with you on that, buddy. How about tonight's game? I'm on the Packers, +3.5. I got a sprinkle on the Packers on the money line. Geronimo Allison to score the first touchdown in this game. Unpack it for us, buddy. All the stuff that you like tonight's game against the spread. If you like something on the total, daily fantasy, what are you thinking tonight, Packers and Bears?
Yeah, I think I just put in my, this is what happens when, like, I'm not like a humble bragging, like I've been working my ass off all day or anything, but I mean, I've been busy today. So, we did a bunch of podcasts and stuff, but I just plugged in my, my DFS on DraftKings, and I'm going Geronimo Allison as my captain. You look at the Bears lose Bryce Callahan, and they're replacing him with Buster Screen, and Aaron Rodgers.
He's going to rip him up, dude. He's going to rip him up. I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a fantasy league and you are short on wide receivers, you need to get Buster Screen. You need to get Geronimo Allison. And that's a toughie talking. Yeah. Get Geronimo Allison before before this game, because he's going to get picked up by a bunch of people. He's going to be a hot waiver option. If he's that de facto slot target, and he's going to be for Aaron Rodgers, you look at the numbers for Rodgers throwing to slot guys, it's through the roof. He hits slot guys like crazy. They go off, and Geronimo Allison's going to be that guy all year. So I think Allison is somebody to target. If for whatever reason, he fell behind Marquez Valdes-Scantling in fantasy drafts. So I think he's a guy to pick up. I'm using him a ton in DFS. I love that first touchdown. I like the over on his yardage. I'm on the under 46.5 as the total, and I'm with you on the Packers +3 in the money line. I am a little worried. I call the Packers frauds, right? And I am a little worried, like, these Bears fans – you know, I'm just a little worried the Bears are going to win and they're going to get up in my mentions and
tonight after this game, it's going to be they're going to the Super Bowl or we need to find a quarterback. That's what it's going to be.
No, it's going to be it's like fire Pagano. Can we bring back Fangio? Yeah. Like, can we hire Fangio from the Broncos and we'll fire Nagy. We'll make Fangio our head coach. Yeah, it's either going to be like the Bears are the champions and everybody's strutting around Chicago and like eating sausages and I don't know, whatever the hell else you do in Chicago. And or it's going to be, you know, people just trying to drown themselves in that giant river.
I know you're always on the far.
I thought it was just right.
That was perfectly acceptable. You're always on the Chargers train. Derwin James is brutal. What do we feel about them now?
I am off the Chargers wagon.
You're not allowed to be. You have to be on it.
Here's the thing. I mean, like, there's a fucking Philip Rivers doll behind my shoulder here. There's a literal.
Should I go get my Eli Manning jersey from my room right now just so we can do our Manning Rivers shtick here?
He's pretty handsome, though, if you think about it. Shout out to my lovely wife, AK, for getting that. Shout out to Tom Frinelli for suggesting that AK get me a Philip Rivers doll and then AK actually doing it. Here's the thing. It's a significant investment for a Super Bowl winner. It's like a two-unit investment on the Chargers to win the Super Bowl at, like, I think it's somewhere between 16 and 20 to 1. I made it a while ago, but I am off the Chargers in terms of what I'm picking. I think the Colts are going to beat them in week one. I think that the Derwin James injury is huge. I think their offensive line is a problem. I'm not worried about the Melvin Gordon thing. I got a ton of Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson in fantasy. I'll be playing them in DFS, but I actually picked the Broncos to win the division, which is probably the craziest thing I'll say all day. I would think the Broncos are going to be really good. Chiefs aren't going to completely fall apart. And I think it's conceivable that the Chargers either miss the playoffs because they lose two dumbass games early, like to the Colts and Lions or Dolphins in September, or that the Chargers sneak in as the third team and then get plastered by the Patriots or Steelers. I think, I have a little safety net here because if the Chargers go on a run and they look great, I got a Super Bowl future on them. But I'm just kind of off the Chargers. I'm fine with it. I'm fine being off it. If they're great, I'll just indulge in it and I'll get back on the bandwagon or something.
You have said, Will, many times to me, both over text message, on Twitter, on podcasts, on video, that if Eli Manning's last name were Smith, he would be Joe Flacco. You hate Joe Flacco. You just took the Broncos to win the AFC West over Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and your guy Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. So let's take this now to Eli Manning and the New York Football Giants. Week one. Yeah.
By the way, I said that if Eli Manning's last name was Smith, he'd be Alex Smith, not Joe Flacco. If his last name was Flacco, he'd be Eli Flacco.
which is obviously a stupid take. Week one, game one, Giants getting the 7.5 in Dallas. And your expectations for Eli Manning and the New York Football Giants this season with that over-under win total sitting at 6.
I don't know if I told you this or not. I got drunk. This is like 3 weeks ago. I got drunk and bet on the Giants to win the division.
No, but like, how drunk would you have to be to do that? Like, you hate Eli Manning. Like, were you blacked out? Like, how drunk were you?
Well, Ryan Wilson asked me this in the podcast. He's like, on a scale of 10, how drunk are you? I was like, well, like a normal human scale, probably like a 9, but like a me drunk, probably like a 7. So,
enough to bet on the Giants to win the division. Yeah. That's how drunk
they were. I have this inherent fear that Dave Gettleman is going to craft this team that wins in this abhorrent way where it's like an amalgamation of like the 15 Panthers and the 16 Cowboys where they run the ball a ton. They, you know, the running game keeps the defense off the field, but the defense plays just good enough to keep it together. And they win 9 games and steal the division. I don't think it's that crazy. If I was betting on the Giants win total, I would take the over, but I'm not going to take the Giants total. I'm just going to assume that $25 I put on the Giants is burnt in a fireplace somewhere, and if they win the division, bonus.
Well, which teams win that East then?
I think the Eagles win comfortably if Carson Wentz plays 16 games. If Carson Wentz doesn't play 16 games, I think the Cowboys are going to be. I mean, the Cowboys scare me. The problem is the Cowboys are coached by Jason Garrett, who is I know that this is I can say whatever I want.
Curse.
But I'm
go
not
ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I was gonna curse. I was gonna call him.
You fucking moron.
He's soft. He's soft and he's scared and he coaches conservative. And I don't trust Jason Garrett to win close games or to coach to win. And that's a problem in the NFL. You need aggressive coaches who coach to win. Jason Garrett doesn't do that. Additionally, if you look at they were crazy lucky in one score games last year. Their Pythagorean theorem. I know you're a big fan of that, Nick.
Pythagorean expectation, by the way. If we're gonna do the math, we should get the math correct. The Pythagorean expectation, I believe.
It is. The triangle man says that they're waiting to come back to Earth. Their points against and their expected point total suggests a team that should come back. They've been very lucky health wise. I also think that while they've done a really good job building out this defense that could be pretty studly, I think they're one or two injuries. There's a couple Jenga pieces in there, to borrow a phrase from Dave Damashek. Like, if you pull out Tyron Smith, I think you could see things go to hell for the Cowboys pretty quickly. And so, like, if Carson Wentz isn't healthy, yeah, they could steal the division. But if he is, I think the Eagles win comfortably.
I like the Cowboys to win the division. I think Dallas makes the playoffs. I think the Cowboys are a sneaky Super Bowl pick too. I like Dallas a lot this year with that young defense.
Like 20-1. I gotta make it as a wild card. I think they'll be good, but 20-1.
Yeah, Panthers are my long shot Super Bowl pick. You know, I've got a ticket on them as well, just like you do. Couple games in week one that I find very intriguing. Want to get your take on, Will. And I feel like, you know, Joe and I were talking about this. Here's what makes me really nervous. Like, I love the Cards this weekend, not the Arizona Cardinals, but the actual Cards for college football and NFL. And I feel like everyone that's like, quote unquote, like sharp, or like does what like we do for a living and gambles on games, we all like the same teams this weekend. So like, it's either going to be one big fucking victory lap circle jerk this coming up next week, or it's going to be like we're all in like a pit of misery. So curious to see where you lean on a couple of these games where everyone's on the same side. Jaguars getting 3.5 as a home dog against the Kansas City Chiefs. Who do you got and why?
I mean, you know who I've got. I got the Jaguars. It's ridiculous. I mean, like the line stinks, first of all. It's like the Jaguars were terrible last year. The Chiefs are the darling. I do think, though, that like if you look at the numbers, people are – I mean, the public is betting on the Chiefs. And why wouldn't they? It's Patrick Mahomes -3 in Jacksonville against Nick Foles. I mean, it's a freebie. The problem is the Chiefs are outdoors. The Jaguars are a dynamic defense that I think is going to be really pissed off. I took Josh Allen at 16-1. For some reason, it was still up on my local to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's like 5-1 on offshore. So I don't know if you can still get that. I recommend it if you do. He's coming off the edge. They got Jalen Ramsey who's going to be trailing Tyreek Hill. I don't know if that's necessarily a great matchup for Jalen Ramsey. But Jalen Ramsey, I thought Tom Coughlin and Dave Caldwell did a smart thing by not paying Jalen Ramsey, because you want that guy motivated. You want these guys coming in hungry, knowing if they have a big year, they are going to get paid. I think Jalen Ramsey has a monster year. I think the Jaguars defense is going to be one of the best defenses in football. And the Chiefs can't stop the run. So Leonard Fournette's going to be out there with a decent offensive line, a much better quarterback, and he's going to be catching passes. He was a recipient of a bunch of preseason targets from Nick Foles. I think he'll see a bunch of action in the pass game. I think they'll run it through Fournette. I think they'll try and slow the game down. I think they will try and keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. And when he is on there, that defense is going to be aggressive. And I think the Jaguars are going to win the game. And it's not going to be a blowout. I just think the Jags are going to win, and I don't think most people will be on that. I do know that when we did the podcast, Nick, you coined it. What's it with the kiss of death parlay?
The kiss of death when everyone likes the same teams. Yeah.
When you, me, and Pete love the same teams, we'd call it the kiss of death. With RJ, we're trying to be a little more enthusiastic. Our kiss of death involves three underdogs, but the Jaguars are absolutely one of them. All three of us think he's going to win. All three of them think they're going to win. Look, Andy Reid. Off a long bye. He can win.
Andy Reid off the bye. We're going to have you. Well, by the way, you are locked in, by the way, the week that the Chiefs are coming off the bye. You're coming on the show solely to sing the song and maybe do some other shit as well.
And if they get a bye week, we'll do it. We'll do it in the playoffs. I think the Jaguars are going to win. I like the Jaguars, and I'm not going to get talked off it.
What about the Cardinals as a home dog?
Yeah, I won't be betting it personally. I think it's, I don't remember who said this on Twitter, but I like the idea. It's like, I'm just not going to bet on it. I didn't draft any of those guys in fantasy, really. Kingsbury worries me. I know they're like, oh, where do you see what we bust out? You know, we've been keeping it vanilla. Where do you see what we unleash on the world? It's going to destroy everything. It's like a nuclear bomb wrapped in TNT, and it's, you know, like the air raid. It's like, well, that's not how the air raid works, okay? Because everybody kind of knows, like, what are you going to throw more screens? You're not going to unleash the option, the read option, a la Robert Griffin after keeping it under wraps. So I worry a little bit about that. Like, maybe this is being overblown a bit, and Kingsbury's offense just isn't going to surprise some people because the offensive line sucks. But I will be in my picks pools and whatnot. I will be taking the Cardinals. I just don't feel very confident in them.
You know what would be actually meaningful if, like, the Cardinals trotted out like Orlando Pace, Jonathan Ogden, Larry Allen, Patrick Peterson not being suspended. Like, I would love to get on the Cardinals here, but I don't think I can do it. I'm gonna do the same thing that you did, Will. Watch and see week one, Cardinals and the Lions. Sunday night football, fascinating, right? We're either going to win money and want to double down, or lose money and want to make it all back on the Steelers and the Patriots. This line is down to 5.5. Patriots are favored. Banner raising night in Foxborough. I kind of like the Steelers to fall inside that number, Will Brinson. What say you?
Yeah, of course I do. I got Big Ben as the MVP, man. The numbers, it's like Brady's like 17-3 all time against the Steelers. They own Mike Tomlin. They destroy him. They've had a ton of time to sit back and relax and enjoy it. Here's my thing, and I explain this, and I think it'll run tomorrow night on CBS Sports Network if you want to watch. But I was on with Adam Schein, our friend, and on Time to Shine, six p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network.
On the CBS Sports Network, of course. Yep.
Like the actual, yeah, that's me. I'm on TV. Well, yeah, television. very briefly, looking exactly like this, which is probably stupid, but with a collared shirt, of course. Anyway, I told Shine, it's like Big Ben right now is like, so like when we go to Pinehurst for our fantasy draft, and I play, like, I go up against my buddy Garrett, right?
Sweet
and
humble
it's like an hour away. It's not hard. But like we're playing golf, like I'm playing golf against Garrett on the opposite teams, and I'm watching him back there in the group behind us, and he's duffing shots, and I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm feeding off that shit. I'm like, I'm about to go up and strike this drive, and we're going to make a big deal out of it, clapping and shit and yelling about how well we're doing up front, and just feeding off the psychological disaster that is going on behind me. That's Big Ben with Antonio Brown right now. He's watching this and he's like, oh my God, I am going to uncork this season. I'm going to go nuts. I'm going to show everybody that it's me and not AB. This clown is out there in Oakland acting the fool, and I am about to unleash on this season. Unfortunately, it's against the Patriots. That's the only thing that worries me. Otherwise, I would love the Steelers. Like, I'd love it was like Pittsburgh at the Chiefs. Right. And plus 5.5. I would love the Steelers.
Oh, we take the money line.
Yeah. The Patriots are the only thing that scares me. I'm still taking the 5.5, though. I don't think it's one of my best bets.
I love Denver next week. Vic Fangio against the Bears at Mile High. Like, that's been locked in for months. But everybody's going to be taking Denver on Monday night for that second game. Will you?
Not as a best bet. I bet it when it went to 2 because I was like, oh, this is going to move to like 3 or I don't know where I thought it was going that I couldn't bet it later. Like it was going to go to 7 because of Antonio Brown. You know what I mean? And I don't know what I was thinking. I do think the one thing I would like to hit on that, and I tweeted this out, the Oakland team total under, which is 20.5. They're not scoring 21 points. They're not getting three touchdowns. They're not getting three touchdowns against that Broncos defense. That Broncos defense is going to be good. I mean, Chubb is a monster. Von Miller's a defensive player of the year candidate. Chris Harris. Who is scoring the points for Oakland? You think they're going to run against that team?
Tyrell.
No.
Tyrell. But how? That's it, though, right?
Yeah, he's got to get deep to score. And you know who doesn't throw deep? My best friend, Derek Carr. That's who.
He Block doesn't you take on the Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing. Let's get out of here with this.
You want to talk about soft, man. That dude's – it's going to be hilarious, by the way, when Hunter Renfrow leads the Raiders in receptions this year. So,
well, but like, yep. But like, yeah, I know he really will because Darren Waller is gonna rack up receptions now that AB is gone. I'm telling you, Derek Carr – that's right. Or Matt Berry. A bunch of people are on him as a sleeper. But if you look at what if you look at what the Raiders do – they can't protect because Tom Cable is terrible at his job. And as a result, you really find that funny. As a result, you have a situation where Derek Carr is forced to hold the ball in the pocket. And when he has to do that and he's got pressure coming on him, he gets scared and he does it. He can't throw it deep and he checks down to the other options. Gruden wants him out. He's going to cut him after this year. He's going to draft a quarterback in the first round, and he's going to take the new quarterback to Vegas. It's just a matter of, like, can they – do you think that team who signed Trent Brown to the biggest contract in free agency for a tackle and then moved him to right tackle so they could start their former first-round pick who isn't very good, you think that team is stopping Bradley Chubb and Von Miller? No way. Hammer that Raiders under 20.5.
Shout-out to NC State, by the way. Last one for you, Will. In, 45 seconds or less, let's say, because I know you love Daly. We used to do it all the time on the Pick 6 podcast here. Give me a player or players that you will have everywhere on Sunday in Daly Fantasy.
Probably Lamar Jackson is too chalky, maybe. Is Jacoby Brissett?
No, I think that's okay.
Okay, probably one of those guys, Lamar Jackson or Jacoby Brissett. And I have to see what the ownership percentages are. But I think that, this is a week where it's going to be, people are like, oh, Matt Ryan indoors, or, Drew Brees is on Monday, so he won't be on your Sunday slate. But I think it's a week where people will want to spend at the quarterback position. And I'm going to be going for one of those two guys in basically every lineup, because I think Lamar is going to put up big rushing numbers against a bad Dolphins defense. And I think Jacoby Brissett is going to put up good numbers too. And he is so dirt cheap that as long as his ownership isn't, skyjacked at 40% or something in one of these GBPs, or 25% or whatever it is, then I'll probably ride Jacoby.
You can check out Will Brinson on CBSSports.com, CBS Sports HQ, tomorrow on the CBS Sports Network, 6 p.m. Eastern on Time to Shine, and the Pick 6 podcast with Will and the Super Friends, presented by CBS Sports. My friend, we appreciate it. Good luck for all your bets tonight and this weekend. We will catch up with you again soon. And do me a favor, get a fucking razor and take that thing off your face, okay, guy?
Please, this is we're talking at 8 o'clock at night. You think this is disappearing? Listen, get out of here, you baby faces.
All right, brother. Enjoy the toffee. Later.
Thanks, Will. What was that about Matthew Berry?
We'll talk during the break. It is literally an inside joke between Will and myself, but that has nothing to do with Matthew Berry. Nothing at all. Okay. It has something to do with something else. That was I couldn't resist, and then he kind of played up on it as well, but it has nothing to do, and it's no shade against ESPN or Matthew Berry or anything. I'll tell you during the break. You're probably not going to find it as funny as I do, because I don't know if you know, the principles involved in the story, but yeah. Dumb inside joke that I find very funny. My face actually hurts right now from laughing. It was great. We're 10 minutes away from kickoff, the 2019 NFL season. Fuck yeah! Packers Bears breakdown coming up.
We've got to go over some more props that we didn't address yet.
We're going to do that, Joe. We're going to do that, Joe, right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.